All right, our next call takes us to Michigan, where Debbie wants to talk about a bathtub. Debbie, you redoing your bathroom?
Well, I redid it a couple years ago, but I'm having problems with the caulking in front of the tub, and I don't know what's causing it.
Is it dried out?
Okay, I had linoleum put in, and right now, I must be dry out, but it's all dark-colored, and I don't know if just, you know, scraping it and replacing it is the best thing. I don't know why it got all colored, discolored, and I wanted to have some ideas about, is there a special caulking I could put in?
Yes, we know why it got discolored.
It's mold.
Yeah, exactly. It grows mold really fast.
And no matter how much cleaning you do, it just grows mold.
Yeah, right.
What you need to do is this. You want to take out the old caulk, and if it comes up easily, fine. If you have a hard time getting it up, you can use a caulk softener. It's like a paint stripper for caulk that softens it up and lets you take it all out. Then wipe that surface down with a bleach and water solution so you make sure you kill any mold or mildew that's left behind. Now, let me just understand this. This is the area between the floor and the tub?
Correct.
Okay, it's not the lip of the top of the tub?
No.
Okay, so what you want to do is get a caulk that's designed for kitchens and baths that has a mildicide built into it. Now, DAP makes one that has an additive called Microban, and Microban will prevent that caulk from growing any mold whatsoever. And it'll stay white. It'll be as white as the day you put it in.
Which is great. It looks dirty now, and I hate that.
Yeah, they get really dirty really fast if you don't have a caulk with a mildicide built into it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Gosh, and if Debbie is cleaning OCD like I am, that would make me crazy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
There it's something is a solution. We did. You know, it happens. It doesn't matter how clean you are or how dirty you are. It just happens. And this is a great preventative thing to install.
You know, I was asking her about whether or not she was caulking the floor area. If you're caulking the tub lip like most people do, another little trick of the trade is to fill the tub with caulk. Listen, with caulk. No.
Yeah, fill the tub with caulk. You'll need about 300 tubes.
No, fill the tub with water.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, first, and then caulk, and then after the caulk dries, let the water out of the tub, because what happens is the tub gets weighted down, and this way, when you let the water out, it comes up and it compresses the caulk, and it won't fall out as readily when you step in it.
Good tip.
All right, who's next?